The mayor of Moscow is leading a campaign to resurrect a monument to the founder of the feared Soviet secret police, Felix Dzerzhinsky. The city planning committee meets tomorrow to discuss the proposal. As NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow, Russian liberals are up in arms over the plans to rehabilitate a man they see as a ruthless murderer.
It was the middle of the night on August 22nd of 1991, and the short-lived coup attempt against Mikhail Gorbachev had just collapsed. Hundreds of anti-communist protesters cheered as cranes ripped the imposing 15-ton bronze monument to Felix Dzerzhinsky from its pedestal in front of KGB headquarters. It's a moment some saw as marking a symbolic end to the Soviet era. One man watching the spectacle that night was Valery Velichko, a career KGB officer. Seeing his ideological godfather, Dzerzhinsky, dangling from a giant noose made Velichko's blood boil. We saw the column of marchers coming toward the building, Velichko says. Like other KGB officers, I was startled. My first impulse was to take up arms and fight. Now KGB veterans like Velichko may get symbolic retribution. Moscow's populist mayor Yuri Lushkov is championing Felix Dzerzhinsky's rehabilitation. He wants the statue put back in front of the former KGB building, now home to Russia's FSB security service. The wave of protest of those times was aimed against the existing political order, Lushkov says. It wasn't aimed against Dzerzhinsky's monument. Lushkov argues Dzerzhinsky did good deeds, like ending homelessness among Russian children after the October Revolution. He notes he helped build Russia's gigantic network of state railroads. But that logic shocks liberal Russian politicians like Boris Nemtsov. Everyone knows Dzerzhinsky was an executioner, Nemtsov says. Upon his orders, millions of our compatriots were destroyed. Women, children, priests, and intellectuals. Nemtsov points out Dzerzhinsky personally sanctioned, unleashing terror against his anti-communist opponents. He also set up the first labor camps, which later became part of the Gulag Archipelago. Nemtsov calls the idea to restore Dzerzhinsky's statue an affront to the millions of victims of Stalinist terror. But the idea is popular. Even in relatively liberal Moscow, a majority of Russians say they want Dzerzhinsky back in front of the old KGB building. 45-year-old Vladimir is strolling about the Moscow sculpture garden where Dzerzhinsky currently stands. Dzerzhinsky, along with Lenin and his team, helped to build a powerful state for over 70 years. They made it one of the great countries of the world, says Vladimir. History is history, and there's no way of getting away from it. Only time can be the judge, he says. Pollster Masha Wolkenstein says a yearning for the order of Soviet times helps explain the popularity of the campaign to rehabilitate Dzerzhinsky, as does a desire by Russians to see their history in a more positive light.
Also, it's important that the big part of the population already don't know who is Dzerzhinsky. I mean, young people. They don't have any idea who he was and what it is about.
President Vladimir Putin hasn't commented personally on the idea of rehabilitating Dzerzhinsky, although his administration expressed some muted concerns. But Putin opponents describe the idea by Mayor Lushkov to put Dzerzhinsky's statue back in front of the FSB building as the ultimate birthday gift to Putin, himself a former KGB spy. The Kremlin leader turned 50 years old today. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.